This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
So right now, though, taking a look at some local news. Ahead of Budget 2020, the Malaysian Trade Unions Congress has made a proposal to the government to increase the mandatory retirement age from 60 to 65 years. And the Prime Minister has weighed in. He's said there's no need for this increase.
That's right. The Youth and Sports Minister, Syed Saddiq, has also weighed in with a view that it might block employment for the younger generation. And now the MTUC wants to meet up with the PM as well as Syed Saddiq.
Yeah, so they've expressed their disappointment over Tun Mahathir's rejection of their proposal. And we're looking at MTUC Secretary Jace Solomon also urging Dr. Mahathir to come up with an alternative plan to help the elderly workers and also to have enough for retirement and to deal with rising cost of living.
So this morning, to get more insight, we now turn to Jace Solomon himself, Secretary General of the MTUC. Thank you for joining us this morning, Solomon. So the Prime Minister's refusal seems to stem from the fact that there's already high unemployment amongst youths and that we need to make way for the young. So what would you say in response to that?
Good morning and thank you. As for the Prime Minister's view on that, I think firstly, we are sceptical about the actual unemployment figure. Especially when there are almost 5 million foreign workers in Malaysia. There is something wrong at the core, obviously. We find there's no clear-cut correlation between youth unemployment and retirement age. There are also ample opportunities for employment in Malaysia. And the actual reason for unemployment is low wages. And, of course, over-reliance on migrant workers and the lack of R&D in creating job opportunities. Unfortunately, all of these are condoned by the policymakers and the government in office time and again. Therefore, the government cannot simply claim of unemployment among youth because they are expected to develop the economy of the country in the primary, secondary, and tertiary sectors for job creation. So, when we talk about the objective of why we are increasing the retirement age, of course, according to the University of Malaya Social Wellbeing Research Center, the number of Malaysians aged 60 and above is projected to reach 3.5 million in 2020 and 6.3 million in 2040, which is about 20% of the population. This is worrying MTUC, I mean, whether you like it or not. The objective is for inclusive sustainability of income for the aging population. And the extension of retirement age will, of course, contribute towards sustaining purchasing power, which will eventually contribute for the development of the economy as well. And we are proposing this in a broader perspective, taking into account the larger picture of the country's social and economic development.
Solomon, can I just butt in here? Because you're talking about the ample opportunities for the young to get employment, if you want to persuade people to get to your side to live the retirement age, what kind of opportunities are out there for the youth? Because there is indeed a very high unemployment rate among the youths, which is three times the national average.
Well, at this point of time, the first question that we must ask ourselves is, if we say there are a big number of unemployment among younger generation, then what is the 5 million foreign workers doing in Malaysia? So then there is a need for us to look at that. Are we creating graduates and school leavers who are mismatching to the need of the market? So, and we also have to look at our education system. I think one of the reasons why we are having problem with the recruitment of young workers is because the employers are finding it difficult to find workers who are familiar or conversant with the English language. So that is another factor that is to be considered, and partly the education system, I think, has failed in this context.
So Solomon, I mean, just looking, let's look into your proposal now. According to your proposal now, are you suggesting for the retirement age to be optional or mandatory for employers to adopt?
It is purely optional. It is on a need basis. If you want it, you take it. If not, you retire at 60 or earlier, if you so desire. We should retain the current minimum optional retirement age at 50. This will allow those who want to go into business or some form of self-employment to withdraw one-third of their savings for this purpose. The current minimum age for the total withdrawal of their EPF should also be maintained at 55, so that those who need to those who need to work should be allowed to work until 65 years. And it would be inhumane if we disallow them to continue to work and earn a decent living. I mean, with all due respect to our Honourable Prime Minister, it is very painful for MTUC as representative of the workers in this country to read that our beloved Prime Minister has classified those who reach 60 as dead wood, especially when they are 34 years younger than
he is. And he is currently obviously not a dead wood. But can I just clarify on this situation here? You're saying that it's optional for the employees, but it's you want for it to be mandatory for the employers to lift the retirement age. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, if the worker wants to continue to work up to 65, then I think the employer should allow the worker to continue.
Solomon, then how would businesses get around the higher costs of this? Because there has obviously also been some pushback from the Malaysian Employers Federation.
I think the Malaysian Employers Federation must also realize that the current seniors who are working, and if they are to be dispensed at the age of 60, the employers will actually be losing their skills. So I think that giving them another 5 years, they will continue with the same skill and expertise, and they will have enough time to transfer it to the younger generation. And more so, it will give an opportunity for the seniors to actually to continue to have an income, and especially with the high cost of medical and etc. So we are concerned on all these factors, and looking at the some of the pathetic situation of those who retire at 60 and who are struggling to get a job, and we are surprised that when they even seek for security guard jobs, they are being actually rejected because those jobs are also given to foreign workers.
Thank you so much, Solomon. And that was Jay Solomon, Secretary General of the Malaysian Trade Unions Congress. And to clarify, actually, the Malaysian Employers Federation is somewhat neutral on this proposal, but they have suggested that a tax relief package be introduced if people are encouraged to work beyond the age of 60.
Yeah, I think this is kind of like a backdoor, underhanded neutrality, because what they're saying is this kind of tax proposals will make it difficult for its implementing, challenging. And at the end of the day, they hope that it wouldn't be implemented because of the high cost of this. I mean, to get tax relief on this would, on the other hand, remove revenue from the government, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's for some reason, that whenever there's any issues, that's the first thing that they go for, which is tax relief, maybe. But just looking at what some of the economists are saying, right? I mean, so we have some university economists here, Kim Ling. Now, he's suggesting that if we were to go for this, then, it would be good, but at the same time, it has to be probably done gradually just to reduce the potential shock. I mean, we've seen Singapore, they are taking a gradual step with regards to increasing their retirement age. And I think it's just they're tying it down closely with, I guess, statistics, data in terms of, you know, the job market and the between job market and also the number of workers that's available, right? I mean, and for us, I mean, if that's the only way you can really make a strong demand once you have the right figure. New jobs are going to be created, especially in the coming towards the IR 4.0.
Yeah, I do agree with Solomon on one aspect, which is that I think that we have to create education that fits the job. And currently, youth unemployment is so high. It is not a mutually exclusive thing. I think lifting the retirement age, we are still able to give the youth a job if we have the correct blueprint and the correct strategy.
And we are able to produce graduates who perhaps actually match the skills required by the current job market. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.